You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party has recently released some concerns around falling mathematics achievement in schools. I spoke to Dr. Shane Reddy about what National's plans are for education and what strategy they would use to combat statistics showing schools underperforming. Additionally, in lieu of the events that occurred last week in the Auckland CBD, National has commented that the Labour Party has not done enough to combat crime. Today I explored what the National Party would do differently and why they hold this belief. Here is that interview now. What is the data behind your party's statement that mathematics achievement is going backwards?
So our concerns here, and we've talked about the disappointment in education, that the government has put $15 billion more on education and we just look like we're getting worse achievement. And so the data that we're talking to is the data that shows that 42% of year 8 students are not meeting curriculum expectations in math. Significant drop in achievement for girls, Pacific and the Māori students. And so we're deeply concerned with this. You know, to make your way in the modern world, maths is a vital component in almost every domain. You may want to have a career and then may want to engage with the workforce, and to have maths dropping away at year 8, that's a real problem. So this is the concern that we've got, particularly that concern for the most vulnerable, who as they come out of school with the education that they have will chart a course, will chart a trajectory. We know this from social investment, that where you start and the skills you have and your ability to get NCEA and these milestones will track a trajectory for you across a lifetime. And we want young people to have the best opportunities, the best chances to track a trajectory that meets their aspirations.
What would National do differently to ensure that mathematics achievement is seen to go up?
So what we've announced is, and we announced it a few months ago, was the Teaching the Basics Brilliantly policy that says that on average, we believe primary school students should have an hour of reading, writing and arithmetic every single day. We see these as being foundational to further learning and higher learning, and we think we just need to get back to that commitment. Notice that arithmetic maths was in that mix. We need to get back to that core sort of learning, and we would make it a policy. And of course, this has been informed by stakeholders and leaders in the sector who have agreed that there are some foundational parts to reading, writing and arithmetic that we need to be doing better on.
I see here that National has a plan that students will spend an hour on average on reading, writing and maths every day. Is this proven to be a good strategy?
Yeah, so this is the Teaching the Basic Brilliantly policy that I was talking about. And we have great confidence from the sector and from domain experts that this is important and this will make a difference. So we believe it will make a difference. Some in the sector are saying, well, look, part of the refresh in education is already looking at that. You know, it's nice to talk about it and postulate. We actually want to make it policy.
Thinking about the teachers' strikes at the same time as reading this, do you think that there would be pay increases for teachers under the National Government?
So I'm not able to offer any views on what are workplace contractual issues, but all I will say is that we value teachers.
Moving on to crime, I mean, we had an incident up here in Auckland last week, and I wanted to move on to what does the National Party believe Labour is doing wrong with crime?
We think the focus on crime, and first of all, just want to extend our enduring condolences to those who lost their lives. This was a tragedy. And also want to thank the heroes, the first responders, police and ambulance, who turned up and so quickly were able to navigate the scene. So a call out to that, first of all. But I think our core issue is, it seems to us that the key plank around crime for this government has been to reduce the prison muster by 30%. Well, what did you think would happen when that's your ambition? Oh, and by the way, that's an ambition that talks about crime, not about victims. I don't see very much of a victim focus in any of the policies that are being discussed here by the current government. But if that is their agenda, if that is their KPI, their key moment in crime, to reduce the prison muster by 30%, then you have to sort of think, did they not work through what the implications and consequences of that might be for society? And so we think this sits under an umbrella of them being fundamentally soft on crime, and you know, there are parts of what we're seeing with ram raids and other parts of crime across the country that give us every reason to think that that has been their policy, and we have a completely different view, and we will not apologise for being firmer on crime.
And what does being firmer on crime look like?
So where we particularly noticed this was this week where cynically the government announced, oh, look, we think we probably should make a move on ram raids and youth offending. 6 years too late, a cynical move 70 days out from an election when they said, look, we'll create a new offence targeting ram raiding and we'll change the regulations around 12 and 13-year-olds who have committed this new offence so that they can be charged in the youth court. Too late and cynical, and New Zealanders will see that what it is. That's a cynical election announcement 6 years too late. What we also had was earlier in the month, I think it was, we had the finance, Justice Minister saying that tightening up sentencing laws would lead to more victims. But then last week they announced these new offences for youth crime. So you sort of can't have it both ways. Look, what we've said, and we announced this about 2 months ago, was that for youth crime particularly, because this tends to be the perpetrators of what we're seeing and what is particularly aggrieving New Zealanders at the moment, which is ram raids and business burglaries. There are other aspects of serious crime apart from that, but that's what appears on the news every single day, or nearly every single day. And so what we said in our policy for youth crime is that we'd introduce a young serious offender category that would increase the consequences for repeat offenders. We'd set up youth military academies where young offenders could be sent for up to 12 months for intensive rehabilitation and structure. Thirdly, we'd invest in community organisations. So here's the discussion around the victims, which, as I say, is often missing in this discussion. We've said we'd make filming and publishing a crime an offence or an aggravating factor in the Sentencing Act, and we'd introduce stronger sentences for criminals by limiting the amount of discount that could be applied. 40% was the starting point that we were looking at. So we've announced a range of policy measures to how we would address crime, particularly address youth crime. We've focused also on how we would address gangs, rights of association, gang patches in public. So we've arranged a suite of policies, how we think there needs to be greater deterrence. We need to give police the tools they need and they want and they're asking for to do their job. In the same breath, we'll focus on the determinants of crime, because we do understand that the poverty and cost of living are contributors, but that we think there needs to be that deterrence as well.
In regard to rehabilitation, what are National's plans around that, rehabilitating prisoners?
So we want to give them the opportunity to be productive in society. And we believe a number want to as well. And an example would be prisoners who are on remand don't get the same rehabilitative services as those who are actually in prison. And it turns out some people can serve their whole sentence on remand, actually. And so what we've said is that we want to offer rehabilitation while they're actually in remand, give them that opportunity to take up the skills they may need, to take things like driver's licenses. Can we extend some of the same things we do in prison to remand so that we give our prisoners that ability to rehabilitate into society and contribute?
We have this tough on crime suite of policy, as you put it. Is this proven to work? Is this seen overseas? Is it a proven strategy to tackling crime?
So when we speak with experts and when we look at some of the international evidence, we do believe that deterrence does have an impact on crime. That understanding that if you undertake this action, there will be this consequence, does have an effect on crime. It does reduce crime. But as I say, it's the two Ds, I call it. It's the deterrence and the determinants of crime. So we need to work at both of them together to get the outcomes that we're looking for, which is a safe society, safe in their person, safe in their property.
That was the National Party's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me about education and crime. You are listening to The Wire on 95BFM. We're going to take a short break, but stay tuned.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.